When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Connor Happer. Wow, wow, wow. Mike Schaefer.
You know what goes great with major sports moments and or Creighton meltdowns? Coors.
This is Happer and Schaefer.
All right, welcome back in. More of Happer and Schaefer here on 93.7 The Ticket, theticketfm.com. Nebraska basketball wins for the first time in six tries last night against Kennesaw State, 88-74. It did not look good at first. Kennesaw State, which came into the game 355th in two-point field goal percentage defense, 355th in the country. I think there's only 358 teams. Nebraska decided to shoot out of their first seven shots six threes, and only two of them went in. I think Kennesaw was able to extend their lead out to, probably about five or six at one point. Maybe more. Let's see. Biggest lead. Do we have that for Kennesaw State? Not right in front of me. But after that, Nebraska made a couple shots, and then the offense started to look a lot better. It wasn't just because they were making shots. I think that initially loosened the shoulders a little bit for Nebraska after just making a couple. And then the offense actually did start to operate pretty well. The thing that they want to do more consciously now, the adjustment that they've made over the last week is kind of work the offense through Derek Walker a little bit, get him paint touches, and then spray the ball out from there. And they did a good job of that last night. It's Kennesaw State, but for Nebraska basketball, they'll take what they can get right now. I thought it was Alonzo Verge's maybe best game. He made great decisions. He let the game come to him. He made simple plays. He had he had 12 assists, but he had a lot more. Probably three or four more passes that led to assists, making the extra pass, skip passing, stuff like that. Really, really good stuff from him. I think he ended up having... He had seven turnovers.
So I wanted to ask about this, and I feel like I've dwelled on it a little bit. Why do you think Nebraska's turnover numbers have jumped so much in the last month? I get that the opponent's a little bit better.
Yeah.
More than a little bit. But even more than that, I just feel like they've been really careless with the ball.
Yeah. That was going to be my answer.
And that didn't sound like it got better last night.
They had 17 turnovers.
Yeah, no.
It's a pretty big number.
It's been a little surprising because if you think about it, you go back and you look at some of those early November games, they had 7, 8, 9 turnovers. Now you're doubling that? Like, that surprises
me. Yeah, that was one of the numbers.
And I think it's one of the under-discussed aspects of why they've been as poor as they have in the month of December.
Yeah.
You're wasting that many possessions. And more often than not, and if you go look at it, points off of turnovers,
they turn into points.
They're getting killed relative to even last night.
Fred had a huge statistical breakdown of that for us 2 days ago leading into the game. It's just like those numbers have completely flipped for them.
Kennesaw State scored more points off turnovers than Nebraska did.
Yep.
And they forced more. Yep. Nebraska had forced more from Kennesaw State. So
right.
Sorry.
Kennesaw had 21 turnovers.
That was one of the things that just jumped off to me right away on the box score, among some others.
It wasn't a terribly clean game.
Sure.
21 and 17 turnovers there. I don't know. The turnover number actually surprises me a little bit from Verge because I wouldn't have told you that it would have been that way after just watching the way he played last night. I thought it was pretty good stuff. The quality of shot obviously got better. So things need to be, not much has changed from that perspective. Things kind of need to be going well for them in order for it to work out. Here's Fred Hoiberg last night. A couple things. This was what he seemingly was most impressed with. And, you know, after hearing about it, it really is commendable. So we talked about it yesterday. We had the audio yesterday. They had a tough week. Coming off of K-State on Sunday, they got pretty, you know, they had a big film session and sounds like it got, you know, like, hey, here's what you're doing wrong. And Fred talked about it a little bit Tuesday. It's like we put all these shots on the board. These are what bad shots are. These are what good shots are, if we had any. And we're going to start pulling people, you know, that whole thing. It was like a really hard line was drawn this week. And Fred Hoiberg said this last night as far as the response to that.
Well, listen, the one thing I really commended our team in the locker room after the game was how they didn't take the film session personally. They carried over. They took it constructively. Had two good days of work where we really worked on our execution and our shot selection, and I thought that carried over in a big way. Pretty much all the game. I thought our energy out of the gate wasn't very good. Made a couple subs, and then we put the starters back in. I thought it was terrific. But, you know, Alonzo, phenomenal, moving the ball, making the extra pass, making the simple play. You know, very few times did he change direction and over-penetrate into the paint. You know, he really set the tone out there with movement, and that carried over to all of our guys. Derek made good plays in the pocket. They were icing our pick and roll on the left side of the floor. Thought we did a solid job for the most part reading that opposite low man, and that's what got our guys some good open looks out there.
So to be able to respond from that after losing five games in a row and not particularly encouragingly, and have a tough week this week and get after him in film study and stuff like that, it was a good response last night. And individually you had some good games, but as a team you had a good performance as well. Off the schneid.
Yeah, well, that's the important thing. And, you can't make too much of it, but it was good for them to just win. It was good for them to see that they can make shots, that they do have that ability. Again, I didn't watch a single second of it, but I did listen to some of it, certainly followed your tweets and others. Tominaga looked like he had a pretty good night. Like, so he went 4 of 7. What I found kind of fascinating, his three-point shooting doesn't come a lot of times in the sort of the normal manner. They tend to be more like frenetic on fast-paced style or just totally created on his own.
Yeah.
Was it the same last night? Were they the more kind of as I described there, or was it a little bit more swung the ball around, found him in the corner?
A little bit more in the pace. He got pulled after a bad shot.
Well, he was the one, step back.
He was one of them, you know, who got pulled in the first probably 10 or so minutes of that game. And then things kind of got – it was a little bit more in the flow of it. But like I've always said, I mean, they want to have that – him be a part of that.
Yeah.
It's just tricky because he's playing so many minutes right now that I don't know that he was – they were kind of planning on that or – he really should be.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
But if
well,
he
he's
can,
filling
if he can
the Trey McGowan minutes. They
if,
don't.
If
they,
he can come in and be the frenetic, you know, I'm going to get my shots up guy for 5 to 7 minute spurts in a game, like he could be your slump breaker type of guy. But right now he can't. I mean, you know, they're leaning on him a little bit.
Well, someone has to eat the 29 minutes that Trey McGowan's isn't giving you at the moment. So you disperse him amongst your starters and a couple of these guys off the bench. Has any answer been given or anyone asked about what has gone wrong for Keon Edwards so far?
He said, Fred said 2 days ago before the game last night that it wasn't, they wanted to get him and Trevor Lakes into the rotation a little bit more, but couldn't find time to because of how poorly it was going against K-State. But, I mean, it's pretty clear that him, Edwards, and Lakes are on the outside looking in of that really top seven that they use.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, it's right now, it's Verge, Bryce, Latt, Walker, Tominaga, Wilcher, and Andre.
Yeah. I mean, Lakes has never been... He played 15 minutes tonight, which has to be his high for the season, right? Like, he hasn't played a lot this year. And that's not a big surprise. And I had wondered if he was going to be moving on, you know, after the season last year, because I just didn't see a role for him. And now he's...
Oh, and Kobe. Kobe's in that top 7-8, too. Yeah.
Who brought the energy, Fred talked about? They said they started a little lethargic and then... swapped the starters out and said there's a little bit better energy, and then they brought them back.
They had a good spurt to kind of when they were down, had a couple good possessions after some really bad ones, and I think it was a Walker and one that kind of, you know, made you feel comfortable a little bit. Tominaga making shots that'll always, you know, get people in the building going, I think. But I think the consistency from Verge was pretty notable last night. So I guess those would be the three that I would point out.
Pretty weird. McGowan's only took 6 shots total seven shots total. Only made one 2-point basket.
Yeah, he fouled out. It was a weird Bryce game for sure. Ball was in his hands less.
Interesting. It's a weird box score assessing this. Going back to where I was at in November, and then if you would have handed me, like, on November 10th, you would have handed me this box score for a game. You scrubbed the records. Mm-hmm. Then you hand me this box score. I would have had a lot of questions. A lot of
why is
Tominaga?
First,
I'd have been like, yeah, I knew Tominaga was going to be great. And then I've been like, where's Trey?
I think...
Is Wilhelm hurt? What's going on?
No, I mean, I think the Bryce... thing is good. I don't know that he is really ready to be the A1, you know, elite dude right now with the ball in his hands all the time. Like, his usage rate is sky high. I think Nebraska's better when his usage rate isn't that high.
Yeah.
And, you know, in order for that to work, though, you have to have other people making shots, and just so happy that last night they were. Also, Nebraska covers this thing. It looked like they were not going to there for a minute. And Kennesaw State was fouling, like, incessantly with 2 minutes, you know, down 2 minutes. And, like, it was working. They made 4 out of their last 5 shots, I think, of the game to, like, make this thing close. It would have been an incredible backdoor cover. I was just thinking, like, I mean, usually you just let that go, right? Usually you just let that one go.
Maybe it was one of those, like, we got to learn a lesson here. You got to compete into the end kind of thing.
Maybe. Yeah. Text line asks, what did we hear the attendance from last night? I don't know. Is it on one of these sheets of paper?
14,519.
I don't think so.
A little less than that, you think?
I'd say a little. I don't know. It wasn't.
I think I count towards this number. Because I have season tickets, I was not in attendance.
Yeah, you and a few thousand others. I think, I don't know, it wasn't that discernibly different from like,
would
Sunday.
You say, was it 60%?
I'd say probably 9,000, okay. Something like that. I don't know.
Just not too bad.
People everywhere, people on all sides. Like, there was no gaping holes in the arena or anything like that.
They did an Oakland Coliseum it where they just have the tarps up in the 300 level?
They did not. They closed the curtains usually, but no, they did not do that. And Red Panda got her revenge. It was a rough afternoon for Red Panda.
Do you think it was because Brunts was there?
Well, Brunts wasn't there at the afternoon. Oh, Brunts cheering her on at night.
She knew that she, given that he is like the,
well, I was like mentally,
the secretary of the fan club.
I was mentally preparing Brunts because it's like I saw her do the performance earlier in the day, and she dropped some bowls, and she ultimately didn't even finish the 5-bowl flip onto her head. It was very, very disappointing. She was disappointed. She was distraught. I was worried about where she was at mentally going into the evening performance. So I was like, Bruns, look, man, I know that she's your hero, but she ages just like all of us too. And guess what? She Tiger Woods'd it at the Masters in whatever year that was, and really showed up. Really showed up, and under the most difficult circumstances possible.
It was 2019. That was the year.
Yeah, 2019. All the years. I don't understand years anymore. But shout out to Red Panda. Getting the job done.
She's fantastic. That's probably what I regret the most of not being there.
Biggest applause of the night.
You never
know.
She might, at any point in time, that could have been your last Red Panda performance. There's been rumors of her going away for a while now.
Yeah, well, there was a sabbatical there in Lincoln for the last few years.
Yep.
Leading up to, I think, a year or two ago. She wasn't around for a while.
Yeah, and you know what those sabbaticals do? They lead to more frisbee-dropping dogs.
Not fun. We do not like those.
They're fine. I'd probably rather watch the middle school team's scrimmage.
They do have those.
That's kind of where I'm at sometimes.
That was the best probably cheer of the night. Whenever Tominaga makes threes, that gets people rolling. There was one more big one that didn't have anything to do with the game.
They show a volleyball highlight?
I can't remember what it was. They didn't show a volleyball highlight. They did a little promo for the women's basketball team, and that got people going a little bit. Man, there was one. I can't remember what it was, though. All right. Anyway, let's take a break. We'll come back and get to Rico for True or False next.
More of Happer and Schaefer is coming your way on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.